Well, this is a special day for me, and I hope it will be for you as well. 27 years ago, I came back home to WJR Radio to take over for a legend who had died 11 months before my return. People on the East Coast, where I then lived, thought I was crazy to leave there to work in Detroit. I said I was going back home. People in radio said I was crazy to follow the legendary J.P. McCarthy. They didn't know, most people didn't, management did. They didn't know that J.P. had told management I'd be a good choice to take over for him in years into the future. None of us knew it would happen so quickly due to his untimely early death at 62. I accepted the seemingly impossible job because I wanted to help the station I'd earlier worked at and grew up listening to in my hometown of Monroe. Some people actually thought WJR had died with JP. I wanted to help the station survive and thrive. And I knew it would be a tremendous amount of work, not just on the air, but off the air as well. Helping as many charitable causes and events that I could as host and MC. I thought, boy, I was in for a few extra months of extra hard work and short nights. Those months turned into years. 27 of the best years of my life. But as long as you've known me, I have been burning the candle at both ends with just 3 or 4 hours of sleep each night. And I'm happy to say that is about to end. No, I'm not retiring. My nearly 40-year association with this great radio station and 55 years in radio and TV has readied me for the next big challenge. As Michigan's radio station, we are thrilled to announce we are about to give you, our audience, for the first time in over 20 years, access to Michigan's most influential newsmakers by expanding local programming, non-syndicated programming, all day long now, during radio's prime time, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I'm honored to be chosen to bring back a great program from our past to lead us into the future. So beginning Tuesday, June 20th, we will be bringing back Focus with Paul W. Smith, Monday through Friday, from noon till 2 p.m. For those who don't remember this award-winning program from over 20 years ago, know that it is everything you've come to expect from our Michigan-oriented programming with a bit longer, unrushed interviews, a bit more in-depth than I could do here in Morning Drive. So, I still get to do what I love. Spend time with you each weekday on WJR. And I finally get to sleep in. Let me tell you what the new lineup will be and will affect all of us. Beginning Tuesday, June 20th, as I mentioned, I'm moving to noon to 2 for Focus with Paul W. Smith, a show that I have done in the past. Mike Parsons will start the day with a new show called First Thing from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Guy Gordon will move to mornings, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to host the new JR Mornings with Guy Gordon. All Talk with Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz will remain from 9 a.m. till noon. Following me with Focus at Noon is a new show, JR Afternoon, with Chris Renwick. Mitch Albom moves an hour earlier to start at 4 p.m. The Mitch Albom Show will air each day from 4 till 6 p.m. And at 6 p.m., the return of the original sports talk show in Michigan, Sports Wrap, hosted by Sean Belegian. So our weekday lineup, beginning Tuesday, June 20th, is First Thing with Mike Parsons at 5 a.m., JR Morning with Guy Gordon at 6 a.m., All Talk with Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz at 9 a.m., Focus with yours truly at noon, JR Afternoon with Chris Renwick at 2, The Mitch Albom Show now at 4 p.m., and Sports Wrap with Sean Belegian at 6 p.m. I hope you're going to love this new lineup and especially love the fact that for the first time in over 20 years, we will be taking care of Michigan business throughout our entire prime time, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., with no syndicated national programming. I, for one, am very excited. And not just because I'll start to be able to get some sleep, but that is a big part of it.